We've got a chance to buy the Gaffner property by the Illinois River, he said, folding his hands behind his head. I was about to tell Tulip about it. Unbelievable price. Unbelievable place. He flew me in yesterday.
What? We have a chance to buy the property? I said.
Me and Tulip. Once she sells that Ashland house she inherited. But you might want in.
What? Shrieked Tulip, rushing to the table, shaking her head, looking at me, then back at him, her eyes as big as jumbo marbles. I don't know what the F you're talking about. The pizza lodged in my throat. I swallowed hard as my body turned to lead. He knew about her allegedly inherited house.
You sure do know about it, he said, just like your ex-sisters-in-law in Ashland.
Jaw open, she dropped into the nearest chair.
You know them?
Her voice was fingernails on a blackboard.
I get over there sometimes.
He took a long pull on his beer, set it down carefully, and looked at us from under lowered brows.
One of them is pretty cute.
It didn't surprise me this guy would seek out friends or relatives of her dead husband, in case there might be something in it for him, something she hadn't mentioned when they married, or something she hadn't known about until recently.
Always on the make. Why would you believe the sisters?
Tulip exclaimed, staring him down.
About my ex, a house, or anything else, they do like them some drama.
He looked at his beer bottle, picked at the label, and then looked back at her.
What if I told you they had proof?
He sat back with a self-satisfied look. Tulip crossed her arms. She seemed taller than her 6 feet wearing cowboy boots. Her glare would have melted granite.
Proof? You have no proof. You're bluffing. And you're an a-hole, you know that.
He smirked.
Might have been called that time to time. It just means I get shit done.
You said you were here to help with the investigation, act as security, reassure guests.
He laughed.
Well, sure, babe. All that I said is true, including how I feel about you.
He reached for her hand. She slapped away his hand and shook her head.
You came, quote unquote, to protect our, or your, investment.
She made air quotes, waving her hot pink fingernails in his face.
Although you're tossing in $5,000 and some used kitchen equipment barely meets the definition of investment.
The silence in the room made the ticking of the clock over the sink sound like a hammer driving a nail into hardwood. Good for Tulip. Laying down the law for once. Seeing the vermin for what he was.
I gave her two thumbs up. Come on, babe, I said, running a hand over his bald head. I just thought.
And you probably didn't mean all those things you said Sunday about you and I starting over, making a go of the marriage. Buying a house, adopting a homeless teen.
Her jaws worked as if she were chewing a $2 steak. She sent me a pleading gaze. I sat stiffly on the edge of a chair, swallowed some beer and ate pizza without tasting it.
You'd better go,
she told him. She pulled back her shoulders and took a deep breath. Her voice was quiet, a monotone.
I don't know why I fell for your song and dance yet again.
Ice rose, wiped his mouth with his forearm, and ran his forefinger down Tulip's cheek.
You're upset and tired, he said, but still so beautiful. Everything I said was true. I'm a man of my word, push comes to shove. You've got to trust me. We are still married, you know. Half of what's yours is mine.
He looked a hopeful gaze across at me.
I looked away.
That's for the courts to decide, Tulip said, pushing his hand off her face. Your true colors have come out like a bad bruise, and I'll pay you back your so-called investment. I don't want to see you again except in divorce court. Now get.
He got, without a word.